We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dave Wannstedt, Bears head coach for 6 years.
The Bears.
The Bears.
Super Bowl champion.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
Great mustache.
Some say it's a symptom of manliness. Others a cause. The mustache.
Wani, hanging out with Molly and Hawn.
Open up the door. It's Dave.
Who?
Dave. D-A-V-E.
Dustin, we're not going to waste airtime on that, okay?
Thank you.
Next question.
Thank you.
Next question.
Thank
next
you very
question.
Much.
Dave Wannstedt.
Molly and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. It is always an honor to share the airwaves with Dave Wannstedt. He joins us on the Al Pamonte Ford Hotline. Al Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Morning, Dave.
I am doing great. Yes, now that we're kind of focused in on the Super Bowl, I'll be heading over there next week with Fox and it's exciting. I thought the playoffs in general, we talked last week, even going back to the wild card weekend, excuse me, when you start getting, overtime games and playoffs, boy, that's great for the game. It's great for the fans.
Dave, the games weren't necessarily that close this weekend. The drama was missing, but certainly you feel very good about the way the 49ers won by running the ball. I know that appealed to your football sensibilities. But also, I think one of the more overlooked aspects, what do you think about the Chiefs' defense? Why were they able to stop the Titan running game as well as they did? And can they do it again?
Yeah, they can. They, they're very similar to what Baltimore does. I mean, there are a lot of pressure. and that concerned me, versus Baltimore. Could they line up? And when you pressure, you blitz somebody, they miss a tackle in the hole, it's a big play. I was always waiting for that to happen, versus the Titans with Derrick Henry. It never did. I think right now the biggest thing with defense is confidence. And I really think that this matchup is going to be different from the standpoint that the formations that the 49ers use. And I tell you, after that game, you guys may not even remember it. I thought I was watching Zonka, Kick, and Bob Greasy and the Miami Dolphins. I mean, I think when they won that one Super Bowl with those guys, I think Greasy threw the ball 12 times to win a Super Bowl. Or it might have been less. Dustin will be on it. He'll be correcting me here in 2 minutes. But what did Garoppolo throw the ball? 8 times, guys?
Yeah.
6 for 8 or
right,
something?
Right.
I mean, that's like unheard of. You talk about humiliating a defense. I mean, if I came out of the game and the team beat us like that and only threw it 8 times, because you stopped the run, that's a total defensive thing. So when I look at this matchup, the two things are going to be – now, keep in mind, okay, if I'm the defensive coordinator right now for Kansas City, we're talking defense, every run that San Francisco has, you know what I'm doing? I'm telling our defense and I'm drawing it up and I'm practicing. They have a pass off of that. And that's what they do such a great job of. I looked at them early in the year. They were motioning more than any team in the NFL. Okay, just whether it receiver motion, tight end motion, and off of every running play with the fullback blocking, you have 2 tight ends blocking, they had the play action pass that I'm telling you guys, they did as good a job as anybody of making it look the same. So even though they didn't have to throw it, if you're the defensive coordinator right now for Kansas City, you're saying, yeah, okay, we got to stop this run and stop this run. Yes, that's what we see on tape. But guys, trust me, they have a pass off of this. So, it's not one of those deals where you say, oh, Kansas City comes in and just stops. I mean, Kyle Shanahan will throw the ball. He will throw the ball, and they've got passing games. On the other side, I look at the matchup a little bit, and I say, you know, Mahomes, you know, the San Francisco's defense has got to do more, I think, than just rush these four guys. Remember they played when they played Russell Wilson and some movement quarterbacks early, even Goff, when they did the boots and waggles versus Kansas City, I mean versus the 49ers, their defensive line didn't handle those movement passes well. So I think the 49ers right now, they have to defensively, they have to go ahead and they got to be ready to contain Mahomes and keep him in the pocket. To me, that's the two storylines that I'm looking at.
And Dave, you know, obviously when we talk about how the improvement to the Kansas City defense, some of that comes from the fact that their offense is so explosive that you can't stay with your game plan. You know, you can't get into the second half of a game where you're trailing and continue to run the ball. You got to try to score some points because they're scoring points on you. And that is the tricky part. There's no way that the Niners are going to win with Jimmy Garoppolo throwing 77 yards passing.
No, they shouldn't. You're right. They shouldn't, you know, unless they come up with some turnovers. I agree with you, Molly. I mean, you know, and you get in a game like that and you're telling yourself, here's the dilemma for my head coach, and I've been there. Okay, you know, we're driving on offense. We have the ball versus Kansas City. And you get down in that area where do you go for it? Or you can probably make the 50-yard field goal. But in the back of your mind, you want to trust your defense and take the 3 points and kick the field goal. But in the back of your mind, you're saying, I don't know if 3 points is going to get it. Maybe we should go for it and be a little bit more aggressive because we're going to need touchdowns to beat the Chiefs. They're going to score points. So, I mean, it does put a little bit of stress on you from a head coach's standpoint because field goals won't beat them. I mean, you're not going to beat the Kansas City Chiefs kicking 4 field goals. You know, you're going to need touchdowns. I was just shocked. You know, again, I'm going back to that running game and knowing that they can throw the ball off of it. And, you know, Garoppolo's sitting down and everybody says, oh, God, he completed 75% of his passes. He's happy as a lark, right? I mean, that's the offensive line is happy. Everybody's happy with that type of game plan. You know, it'll be interesting to see what they do. And I'm going to give Kyle Shanahan, I think we got to give him credit because I was very critical of him when they lost the Super Bowl to the New England Patriots. You remember they were down there? They were down there with a 7-point lead at the 22-yard line going in, and they drop back and throw it. Rather than take a knee 3 times and kick a field goal, if they go up by 10, they're going to win. And they drop back, and it's sack fumble, and they end up losing the game to the Patriots, that comeback game. And, you know, and that bothered me. I said, oh, this is one of those offensive genius guys that all he wants to do is throw the ball. No. I mean, he's figured it out. You got to give him credit. He's a young coach that figured it out as time went on.
And Dave, Andy Reid's another offensive genius. And when he prepares for this 49er pass rush, it may not matter because Patrick Mahomes can escape any rush and do crazy things that no other quarterback can do. But if you had to pick, how do they combat this pass rush? Because the 49ers can get to you with 4 guys, and that's a problem. And with their edge rushers and just with their rush up the middle, what is the best way, what's the priority for this Chiefs offense in combating that?
Well, you know, obviously the tight end with Kelce, you got to take him away. The ball's going to come out quick, okay? You got to say that we're going to have to get the ball out quick. We're not going to be able to stand back there. And I think that Kelce, you know, all of a sudden last week, you know, they were double teaming him. Then they hit Tyreek Hill back and forth. I think that Kelce's going to have to be a bigger player. Usually when you're getting a lot of pressure, the quick passes to the tight end become more important to your quarterback. So I could see him being a bigger factor in this game if they're going to have success. I mean, the 49ers need to make sure they take care of him. And, you know, there's a lot of options. You're going to double Hill. You're going to double Kelce. And here's, you know, I'm sitting there watching the game. And Jam, my wife, she kept saying, how come LeSean McCoy, how come Shady's not playing? You know, Shady's our guy. How come Shady's inactive? And all of a sudden that running back, Williams, he rips off a 50-yarder. And I said, that's why Shady's not playing. Right? I mean, yeah. David, you talked about, you know, their defense coming on of late, Kansas City's. How about the running game with this Williams kid? You know, I know they liked him all along. I didn't know much about him, to be honest with you. And boy, he has turned into be a threat catching the ball as well as running the ball, which now gives Kansas City a little bit more balance. You know, when you played, I talked to coaches early in the year, it was one dimension. Stop Mahomes, and you know, they're not going to run the ball. They don't want to run it. They don't have anybody can run it. Shady's going to get his 4 or 5 yards, but he's not going to beat you anymore. Well, I think that's changed. They've proved that they can make plays with the running back, and you know, whether it be the quick screens or whether obviously the run.
All right, Dave, hold on a second. We're going to be right back with Coach Wannstedt. We'll ask him how you control speed from a defensive perspective. If they're going to run out an Olympic track team, what do you do to prevent that from killing you in the game? Let's get to Kebbo with the scoreboard update. We'll be right back with Coach Wannstedt.
Dave Wannstedt hanging out with Mully and Haw.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. And Coach Wannstedt joins us on the El Pamonte Ford Hotline, El Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. And Dave, we said before the break we'd ask you about the way you defend speed. And certainly you look at the Chiefs and they, you know, you talk about it with the running back. My God, they are fast. And Tyreek Hill is crazy fast. And, you know, Sammy Watkins is like their third weapon. They are a very fast team and can hurt you in a lot of ways. Seemed like earlier in the year, a lot of people thought if you try to match up with them, you know, man to man, you'll have more success. What works against them? When you see them lose, when you see them struggle, what kind of defense are they facing and how do you battle speed?
Yeah, you know, I would go back to, you know, on normal down and distances, if I'm the defensive coordinator right now for the 49ers, I'm going to tell, you know, my defensive ends, Bosa and those guys on the outside, that they're going to be aggressive as heck. Don't worry about the play action pass and really don't worry about the draws and the runs. Make Andy Reid run the ball. Make him prove that he is going to beat us by making a commitment to run the ball. And the advantage that San Francisco has is that they're more of a zone team. You know, you saw the interception last week against Aaron Rodgers. You know, he got confused on some of the zones. They went from a quarters to a half zone, changing it up back there. Well, that's what you need to do. I mean, when you see Kansas City, half the times that Hill's coming on a fake reverse, you know, they try to soften the defense up by moving sideline to sideline. And that's where they make a lot of their plays, and they get you over pursuing. They get your focus out of sync as far as, is Tyreek Hill going to get the ball in a reverse? No, they're going to run the ball up the middle, or it's going to be a pass to somebody else. So they do a lot of deception stuff, and the way how you defeat that. And we used to tell our guys, hey, everybody stay home and play your side of the field. If the reverse is coming your way, you know, you got to stay home and you got to honor that, okay? The guys on the other side, you play your responsibility. We don't want everybody chasing the reverse, right? We don't want everybody ignoring the reverse. So I think by playing zone, you definitely have a better chance to defend that. Now, when you get into third down situations where the tendency, you look at your computer sheet and you say, okay, now the tendencies, they're going to throw the ball more. Now you got to make a decision. Are we going to double up Kelce? Are we going to double up, you know, Tyreek Hill? You mentioned Sammy Watkins. I mean, you know, where does he fit into this thing? So now you go into situation football and you take away what the Chiefs do best and you make Patrick Mahomes go to the guy that he normally doesn't want to go to, and now you're banking on your pass rush to get there and help you while he's trying to decide, you know, okay, who's the guy that's open? He's double covered. That's who I want to go to. Now I'm going to come to the other guy. Will he have time to get there? So it kind of all ties together, and I would break it down by normal down and distance, passing down and distances, you know, man versus zone. And that's the only way to do it. That's the only way to do it. Because if you go out and play man, they'll kill you, you know, right off the bat. And you got to tackle. I mean, they make so many yards after contact. It's, You know, that's going to be critical too, is as far as, you know, limiting their yards that they make once they do get the ball in their hand.
Dave, Raheem Mostert was the first NFL player to have 200 plus rushing yards and four or more TDs in a playoff game for the 49ers. His seventh team. He had six other teams that gave up on him. How many guys like that, from your perspective and experience, are on NFL rosters just waiting for that opportunity, and once they get it, they seize it?
Yeah, you know what? Good for him. Congratulations. You know, he's earned it. You know, you see guys like that. I forget, there was a running back when I was at the Cowboys. He came in, a kid from Texas Tech, and he was a star that year at the Washington Redskins. I think he was MVP in the Super Bowl. I can't remember his name. And then the next year, he kind of fell out of grace again. So, you know, great for him now.
Timmy
Live
Smith?
The moment, take advantage of it, and let's see if he can, you know, sustain that next year. You know, but good for him. I mean, I wouldn't look any farther than that. I do think that they have to make a big decision how much they want to invest in a guy like this, because, hey, there are other seven teams that he was with. I mean, those guys are good football people too. There was something missing for him to be, you know, cut and released by six or seven teams. So, but I tell you what, guys, I would have gone through four. If I was the head coach of the Packers, the defensive coordinator of the Packers, I might have gone through four projectors. Okay, smashing them, watching that tape.
Oh, my
God. Honest to God, I'm watching that thing, and they didn't want to tackle
him. They refused to tackle.
Yeah. I mean, it was as bad. You know what it reminded me of? When the Bears beat the Cowboys, and I did a couple shows with you guys and my NBC Sports there, and I'm watching the Cowboys defending the Bears on those little quick screens, the Miller and some, and Montgomery, and I said, this is as bad a defense tackling fundamentals as I seen. I'll tell you what, that Green Bay, I mean, he did a great job. He was hitting creases, but boy, you look at that close. There was angles, and there was hits to be made, and I was really disappointed. I mean, they didn't want to. It was disappointing for an NFC championship game. Are you kidding me?
You know, they got humiliated in that game. They went out there and it was the same story earlier in the year. After their bye week, they went out there and they got humiliated. They didn't belong in the same field. What does Green Bay do now? I mean, how do they go back and piece it together and figure out what went wrong?
Well, I think that, you know, obviously Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers. They got a running back. I think they got to add an offensive lineman for some depth, because that did hurt them when the season went on. And then the other thing too is, they got some good receivers other than Devontae Adams. I think they got to add a star guy. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Really, you know, they got three or four guys that can make first downs and make some plays, but really, you know, other than Devontae Adams, they need another star. Or you know, hey, keep an eye on what happened to the Patriots. If the Packers don't, in my opinion, address that receiver situation, because that window will be closing for Aaron Rodgers. You know, you spent a lot of money, over $100 million last year on your defense. Your defense is good shape. They're young. They'll get better. You got to spend it on the offense this year. I think it's got to be receiver or offensive line, or you're going to fall into the same trap that the Patriots did, and then you'll be complaining at the end of the year that guys are dropping balls and no one can get open, and Tom Brady's another year older. Aaron Rodgers will be in the same situation. They better be careful.
So, Dave, if Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy were watching Sunday's games together, did they come out of it thinking, okay, the Chiefs getting to the Super Bowl, well, that's confirmation that this offensive scheme can work, and everything that we believe about passing the football and emphasizing that over the run, it's working, and that's the way we're going to approach it in Chicago? Or do they look at the 49ers with their throwing eight passes and their ability to run the ball and focus on the offensive line? Does that send a message to Hallis Hall that, hey, we better configure our roster and run the football?
No, that may sound good, but they ain't going to do that. I mean, I get on Dustin. Dave, you just wasted 10 seconds of airtime saying that. Okay, that's not going to happen. So let's focus on the first one. And you know what? I'm going to give you a quick story here. You know, when we were at Green Bay, I mean, Brett Favre, God, we covered the screens, and he tucks the ball and runs it for 20. I mean, he was a nightmare, not just for me and us at that time, but for the whole National Football League. And now I'm at Miami, and we play Mike Holmgren and Mike and I are good buddies, you know, and we're playing the Seattle Seahawks, okay? And he's got Kitna as their quarterback, I believe it was. And we open up the season with him. My first game, you talk about being, oh, my God, here we go again. I'm going over Green Bay tapes from 15 years ago. You know, Mike Holmgren, what did he call on fourth and one and all this craziness. And we shut him out 23-0, intercept him five times, sack him about 10 or something, I don't know. But after the game, Mike and I meet in midfield, and he looks at me and he laughs. He says, God, those plays just didn't look the same without Brett Favre, did they?
Well played.
So my point is, yeah. A lot of that stuff is Patrick Mahomes. You know what I mean? I mean, the design is good. And Andy Reid is fabulous. I hope he wins a Super Bowl. I mean, friends with him. I mean, from way back, that would be fantastic. But what I'm saying is, guys, you know, Patrick Mahomes does things that you don't coach. And I've said this on your air before. Jimmy Johnson, that was one of his favorite things in a draft room. God, Dave, I like that guy. But you know what? Let's get some guys that do things that we don't have to coach.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's what Patrick Mahomes does. I mean, And can Mitch, we're back to this again. You set me up on this. You wanted me to talk about Mitch. I knew you're doggone it.
Wasted at all, Dave.
Yeah, I know you. Yeah, okay, sure. But here's what I believe. I believe that they can, they'll get better on offense. Matt Nagy's he got new coaches. He'll get some new ideas. They'll be more balanced, I think. Mitch will be better. They'll do what Mitch does best. The question's going to be, when you get to, it's kind of like me at Miami with Jay Fiedler. I've said this. We could win 10 games a year. You know, we could get, but now all of a sudden, to get into that AFC championship game or to win two playoff games in a row, you had to beat Peyton Manning and you had to beat Tom Brady. And that's going to be the question, I think, that, can Mitch Trubisky, can he beat Patrick Mahomes? You know what I mean? Or a quarterback like that. It doesn't have to be him. But that's the point that Mitch is going to have to do some things to win big. Your quarterback's got to do things like Aaron Rodgers does and like the great ones do.
Dave, obviously, you've told us that you're on board with Mitchell. But
yep.
There are now guys that are, you got Brady saying he's open to talk to anyone. You got Philip Rivers saying, well, I'm moving down to Florida to be with my family. I'm done here. There are going to be a lot of guys available. There are going to be a lot of options out there. Just because you believe in a guy, just because you want to develop him, does that mean you can't go out and get a guy that can win a Super Bowl for you?
Well, I don't know if those guys can come in. What are you going to do with them? You know what I mean?
Right.
You're going to bring Tom Brady or Philip Rivers in here and run the quarterback read offense?
No,
you're not going to do that because they can't do it. If those guys are in
run whatever they want.
But let them come in and run what they want. That's the idea.
Yeah.
You got a defense come on, and Dave. Here,
Oh, you I'll tell you what. What are you guys?
We're playing fantasy football, Dave. The season's over.
You're definitely in a fantasy right now. I mean, Tom Brady, I mean, come on. I think the only way, you don't bring a good you bring a guy like that in and you're going to put Mitch on the bench, you might as well trade him. I mean, if you're going to sign a Teddy Bridgewater, he's got to come in and be the starter. Nothing's going to happen at quarterback. I mean, Matt Nagy, he's going to have a guy that he believes in and knows the offense. And he has said that, you got to have a backup that knows the offense better than a head coach. That's what they have right now, and I don't see that changing. I really don't. The thing that they don't want right now, they went through a kicking controversy last year. It was a nightmare for them, all offseason, all training camp. Right now, they got to focus on winning games. They do, in my opinion, the last thing that Ryan Pace needs and Matt Nagy needs is you two guys questioning starting up a quarterback controversy.
Never. We've decided that all they need is to invest in time travel technology. Then they can go back and get Mahomes and everything solved.
Yeah. Let's go to analytics, right? Let's talk analytics on the next show.
Next week.
Thanks, Dave, you're the best. Thank you.
Good stuff.
All right. See you guys.
That's Coach Watts. That always a joy.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
That's hilarious. You wasted 10 seconds.
I wasted 10 seconds, but then it's good. We got into the Brady thing, and he got a little bit more animated.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.